आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज सक्सेसफुल जोहानिसबर्ग G20 समिट विल कंट्रीब्यूट टू अ प्रॉस्पेरस एंड सस्टेनेबल प्लैनेट। जस्टिस सूर्या कांत टू बी स्वोन इन एज चीफ जस्टिस ऑफ इंडिया दिस मॉर्निंग। First ever auction of limestone mineral blocks in Jammu and Kashmir to be launched today. 350th martyrdom day of 9th Sikh Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur being observed today. India's Abhinav Deshwal wins gold medal in 25-meter pistol event at Deaflympics in Tokyo. And 5th Khelo India University Games to begin today in Rajasthan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the successful conduct of the Johannesburg G20 summit, saying it will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also thanked the people of South Africa, the President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the government of South Africa for organizing the summit. The Prime Minister said his meetings and interaction with world leaders were very fruitful and will deepen India's bilateral linkages with various nations. Mr. Modi returned to New Delhi this morning after attending the two-day G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. PM Modi began his official visit to South Africa on Friday and held talks with several key leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Frederick Merz, WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed the third session of the G20 summit, which focused on ensuring a fair and just future for all, with a focus on sectors such as critical minerals, AI, and more. Prime Minister called for promoting technology that is human-centric, global and open source instead of merely finance-centric, national and exclusive in nature. Mr. Modi said this is also what they are working towards in India, as seen in broad participation in areas such as digital payments, space technology and AI. PM Modi said India looks forward to welcoming global leaders to the AI Impact Summit in February 2026. Justice Surya Kant will take oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office to Justice Surya Kant at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Surya Kant will succeed Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday evening. A report.
Born in 1962 in Hisar, Haryana, Justice Surya Kant started practicing law at the District Court Hisar in 1984. He shifted to Chandigarh in 1985 to practice in the Punjab and Haryana High Court. He specialized in constitutional service and civil matters. He represented a number of universities, boards, corporations, banks, and also the High Court itself. Justice Surya Kant earned distinction of being appointed the youngest Advocate General of Haryana in July 2000. He was elevated as a permanent judge to the Punjab and Haryana High Court in 2004. Justice Surya Kant was appointed Chief Justice of the High Court of Himachal Pradesh in October 2018. He was elevated as a judge of the Supreme Court in May 2019. Justice Surya Kant will have a tenure of around 15 months as the Chief Justice of India. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the first ever auction of limestone mineral blocks will be formally launched in Jammu today. The landmark event will be held at Convention Center Jammu in the afternoon. That will be led by Union Minister for Coals and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, and graced by Chief Minister Umar Abdullah and Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary, reflecting a strong center-state partnership and the strategic importance of this initiative for the region. More from our correspondent.
A total of 7 limestone blocks covering approximately 314 hectares have been identified across Anantnag, Rajouri and Poonch districts for auction. This milestone makes a significant step in advancing the mining reforms introduced under the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act in 2015. It is also the first mining block auction taking place in the Union Territory since these reforms, signaling a shift toward transparency, competitiveness and sustainable development strength in the mineral sector, categorized under UNFCG3 and G4 exploration stages. These deposits hold considerable potential for high quality limestone, criticals to cement manufacturing, construction and other industrial applications. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings her report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the housing sector. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided a major relief to the housing sector by lowering the tax rates on building materials. According to the revised tax structure, the GST on marble and granite blocks has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The step has made housing and infrastructure more affordable for common man. Similarly, the tax rate on cement has now been brought down to 18% instead of earlier 28% GST. The government has also cut down the tax on job work for manufacture of bricks from 12% to 5%, supporting MSME running brick kilns. With Drishti, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
National General Secretary of the Trade Union Coordination Centre, Shiv Prasad Tiwari, welcomed the labour code reforms, calling them historic steps that can bring 45 crore unprotected workers under social security and transform India's workforce.
I think this is a very important law for the history of workers of India. It should have been implemented earlier. We welcome it. I think there will be a lot of changes in the manufacturing sector and the world of work of India. And this change will change the life of the workers.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website at www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The 350th Martyrdom Day of the 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur, is being observed today. He was executed on the orders of the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in the year 1675. The day is widely known as the Shahidi Diwas. Guru Tegh Bahadur travelled across the country preaching Guru Nanak Dev's teachings. Our Jalandhar correspondent has filed this report on the Martyrdom Day observance in Punjab.
A special session of the Punjab Vidhan Sabha dedicated to Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji will be held at Bhai Jaita Ji Memorial today. Poetry recitation, Dhadi and Kavishar Darbar and Katha and Kirtan Darbar on the life and teachings of Guru Sahib will also be organized. A spectacular and poignant drone show depicting the supreme sacrifice of Hindi Chadar Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur and his devoted disciples for the sake of religious freedom and human rights was displayed yesterday at Shri Anandpur Sahib. A Sarab Dharam Sammelan having spiritual leaders from various religions was also organized. A special exhibition gallery showcasing the life and legacy of the Guru was also inaugurated by the Chief Minister Bhagwan Singh Mann at Virasat-e-Khalsa. The teachings of Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who stood as a defender of religious freedom and human rights and embodied compassion, sacrifice and courage, remain a guiding light for the humanity. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra in Ayodhya ahead of the flag hoisting ceremony tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion and participate in the flag hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the end of the temple construction work. More from our correspondent.
Preparations are in full swing to prepare the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir premises for the Dharma Dhwajarohan ceremony being organized on Marg Shirsh Shukla Panchami, that is Vivaha Panchami, which falls tomorrow. On the third day of Dharma Dhwajarohan Karakram at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra, Vedic Acharyas conducted the Ganpati Puja, Panchang Puja and Shodash Matrika Puja. This was then followed by Yogini Puja, Kshetrapal Puja, Vastu Puja, Navagraha Puja and the invocation and worship of the Pradhan Mandals, including the Ram Bhadra Mandal and all other sacred mandals. Security arrangements are being tightened in Ayodhya in the wake of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Ayodhya.
The 56th edition of India International Film Festival of India continues to create a buzz on day 5. Akashvani brings an exclusive coverage of the grand event, a report.
In the hushed whispers of the sea breeze that kisses Goa, IFFI 2025 continues to spread the magic of cinema on day 5. IFFI is not just a film festival, but a beautiful space where filmmakers, producers, festival curators and storytellers are weaving new connections and planting the seeds of future collaborations as well. The Waves Film Bazaar is generating a lot of traction among filmmakers and creative artists alike. Also, for the first time in IFFI's history, an AI hackathon is also being organized. This groundbreaking event is bringing together filmmakers and tech experts at an intersection of cinema and AI. Developers and storytellers are teaming up to design innovative AI-powered cinematic tools. Today, the opening film is Theum o Morte, while the first Japanese film being screened today is Two Strangers, Two Seasons. Filmmaker and editor Raju Hirani of Munnabhai MBBS fame will be taking a masterclass today on the importance of editing. Here at IFFI 2025, cinema surely feels beautifully alive. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mushtaba for Akashvani News from IFFI, Goa.
And in sports, Abhinav Deshwal has won India's 15th medal in shooting at the Deaflympics, clinching the gold in the 25-meter pistol event in Tokyo yesterday with a record in qualification. He shot a score of 44 in the final to edge out South Korea's Swing Wa Lee, who finished on a score of 43. As many as 5,000 athletes, including the likes of Olympian swimmer Srihari Nataraj and renowned archer Bhajan Kaur, will compete in the 5th edition of the Khelo India University Games, scheduled to commence in Rajasthan today. Athletes from more than 230 universities will compete in 24 disciplines, including one demonstration event in the annual event, which will take place in Jaipur, Udaipur, Jodhpur, Kota, Ajmer, Bharatpur and Bikaner. The new sports included in Khelo India University Games this year are canoeing, kayaking, cycling and beach volleyball. In men's cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 9 for no loss against South Africa on day 3 of the second and final test at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati today. The match will begin at 9 a.m. The IMD has forecast dense fog conditions in parts of West Uttar Pradesh today. IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Anuja. PM Modi lauds India's AI model pitching new global parameters in the final session of G20 summit at Johannesburg. The Asian Age writes, PM calls for human-centric tech global compact on AI. Expressing strong support for Brazil's leadership of this year's B30 presidency, India welcomes key outcomes of the climate summit in Brazil, reiterating that the rest of the world is not going to fill in for the failures of the developed countries, cites the Indian Express. The Times of India mentions about the national capital planning to update circle rates for the first time in over a decade. The paper writes, new circle rates likely lessens Delhi to get A+. Airports Authority of India lines up 15,000 crore rupees for tech upgrades, notes the Economic Times. And finally, India crown champions of inaugural blind women's T20 World Cup states the pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says successful Johannesburg G20 summit will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. Justice Suryakant to be sworn in as Chief Justice of India this morning. First ever auction of limestone mineral blocks in Jammu and Kashmir to be launched today. 350th Martyrdom Day of 9th Sikh Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur being observed today. India's Abhinav Deshwal wins gold medal in 25-meter pistol event at Deaflympics in Tokyo. And 5th Khelo India University Games to begin today in Rajasthan. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.